pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. Our last meeting for the 2017 year. Before we start, I'm going to take a minute to briefly explain two of the items on the agenda for tonight, and then we can walk through with our normal question-answer process. Those of you that have looked at the agenda, you'll see that we are appointing two positions, we're voting to appoint Linda Greening to the position of Director of Guidance for Middle School, Dean of Students, and Coordinator of Grants. We've had a process open for some time to interview, and we've offered the position to Ms. Greening. And given that her position will then be vacated, a process was run for to interview for an assistant principal. And we've been lucky to have Mr. Ritchie to be selected as part of that process as our new assistant principal, starting effectively immediately. So you'll see both of those positions on the agenda tonight. So I want to take the opportunity to congratulate both of you for your new roles. We're very excited, and we hope that they're able to help us grow in those positions. So congratulations. First topic on the agenda tonight, or questions and comments regarding tonight's agenda. Does anybody have any? Great. Motion to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting, November 15th, 2017. Motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education accepts the following resignations.
Motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor? Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the following employees to return to service.
Motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education appoints the following individuals as substitutes for the 2017-2018 school year as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Can I ask for maybe just as a kind of a request for our next meeting, the total list of substitutes that we've got and, you know, on our ranks that we can call and preferred subs, just as well as their certifications.
Mm-hmm.
So just curious to see, you know, as we've appointed subs, I know as we've appointed preferred subs, we've attempted to appoint those with full teacher certifications. I want to see where we are with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointments for the 2017-2018 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Again, congratulations, Ms. Greening and Mr. Ritchie.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the following mentoring teacher for compensation.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the following salary changes effective January 1, 2018.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the following contracts in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contracts, as well as at the established cost contained in said contracts, and authorize the President to sign said contracts.
Motion. Second.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see the Snitter contract.
Mm-hmm.
That was for which amount of work? I know we have one.
That was for the handicap ramp?
All the ramps. Not the, most of, the a lot ramps. Of the, yeah. Most of the ramps, the handicap ramps in the school.
There it is.
Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
The Board of Education has appointed an independent claims auditor to review bills and authorize the processing of payment during the period between Board of Education meetings. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education accepts the report by the independent claims auditor for the month of November 2017 and authorizes payments of the monthly bills listed on warrants for the month of November 2017 as audited by the independent claims auditor as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the vote.
Motion. Second.
Second.
Carol, can you take me through the security cameras? From a TAN network to safety services, those are cameras that are going where? The motion.
Ricardo?
Do you want to address?
Yeah.
Roughly, we have about 25 cameras district-wide that are analog cameras. They were part of our security initiative that we conducted roughly about 7 years ago. They are antiquated. Their clarity is very poor. So the transfer is to change the analog cameras to digital cameras, which improves the clarity, improves the ability of our administrators to see what is happening in the halls, as well as the exterior cameras as well. It's also covered with a state reimbursement program, what's Schedule N, where up to $35,000 a year can be used by districts to reimburse uses for improvements in technology, improvements in door hardening initiatives, and other security measures. So we will be reimbursed for the funds the following year.
So the $37,000 that we're transferring today, we had $27,000 in TAN network support.
That is correct. It was
29,
and then there was that was the actual cameras itself.
Okay.
And I believe if I recall correctly, there's about $7,000 for the actual labor.
Yes.
Once again, we will receive $35,000 the following year reimbursement costs.
Which of the cameras, though, as part of the smart schools, we had cameras installed as well?
Like new ones.
We had new ones, not the analog cameras. We did not replace
these are current cameras.
So these are current cameras that go back about 7 to 8 years.
Okay, so we had IP cameras that were installed as part of smart schools for which we reimbursed 100%.
Exactly.
And we have additional analog cameras inside or outside or both?
Both. Okay. External as well as internal.
So is this just the replacement or is this an addition as well?
It's not an addition.
Have we addressed cameras that are facing the new football field?
Yes, we have.
And that's not included in
that's
this?
That's not included with that. That's
so we have estimates for that?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So we're looking at replacing that as well.
Yeah.
That is an internal replacement because we do have budgeted replacement cameras within our internal budget that we transfer from year to year, which is part of our security initiative.
When this purchase of these cameras comes from a state bid?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It comes through Interlogic, which is a state-approved bid.
Okay, so this is, as I look at it, is a budget transfer. I don't think all right. So 35 of the 37 is reimbursed, mm-hmm. and we get all that back next year.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education approves the Treasurer's Report for the month of October 2017.
So we met with motion. Second.
Second.
Discussion. So we met with, Sanders?
Yes.
Is she going to, and we had agreed she was going to provide us kind of that quarterly estimate as of January.
As of January, for the month of December. Right.
For the month of, for the year up through December, the
correct.
6 months ended 12/31. We get that next month.
That's correct.
Okay. So, all right, so kind of as per my normal questions, then, I mean, I'm going to ask them, but...
It's pretty much, right now, it'll be a more comprehensive analysis.
Seems like as I look at it, the variance is where we expect to be. So there's nothing unexpected that's come out other than $72,000 for other income to the good.
Right. Once we start looking, you know, in more detail, once we start getting more revenue numbers and looking at our enrollment, then it'll be updated.
But this is updated as of what you know for 10/31, but not broken out by month. So it's just kind of what you know. And what they're going to provide to us is, here's a true snapshot of where you should expect to be right now.
Right.
And where you are, and whether you're to the good. Okay. Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the Student Activity Treasurer's Report for the middle school and the high school for the month of October 2017.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Can I just ask why there's $6,000 in the class of 2016?
They were working on... At one point, the beautification of the outside, and there were plans for those funds. And I know part of it, they had purchased a gazebo, and there might be other things that they'll be purchasing.
Okay.
Yeah. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education approves the 2018-2019 budget development calendar.
Motion. Second.
Second.
Discussion. So, Carol, I just want to talk through this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look at it, but one of the things I was thinking about was that this year, given the changes to the purchasing policy and to the expenditure policy, mm-hmm. was that that info be much more detailed here, such that when we go through this and then we ultimately approve a budget, there's a schedule that hangs off that you've presented, that we've approved, mm-hmm. that we then don't have to go back through each individual dollar approval because we've done it, and that's what the policy says. So, I mean, I just want to talk about a couple things. How is that what you're expecting to do on the expenditures on March 7th?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be kind of a firm document that assuming the budget is adopted and approved, we've approved as part of that as well.
Yes.
And then one of the things that I asked for in kind of compiling this was that I kind of felt last year that staffing was interesting, but without the salary and benefits at the same time, it was just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like you couldn't kind of put rubber to the road and figure out what was what. I mean,
I'd like to see it combined.
Well, it is now. I mean, we combined it on January 25th, staffing and salary benefits, and I... just wanted to make, I mean, it was something that I asked for. I just want to make sure that that makes sense. Because my thinking was, if you have all of that together, you say, here is the proposed staffing, and, you know, it's an additional line item for the cost,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, that's really what it is.
This is the cost for the staff.
Yeah, because I almost felt like it was like a more to come next week. So do you think that that will work?
I think
it'll be streamlined a little bit.
I think it'll
It may make that meeting a little bit longer, but it'll provide a full picture there.
We had more time last year in the budget calendar, too.
Yes.
That's why we were able to do it and separate it. So it'll be a little bit longer, but
so
nonetheless, it'll be clearer probably for you all to be able to see it back-to-back.
So on the February 7th, though, the administration making progress for academic success, that's the group of administrators saying, here are the things that we think we can do to grow and the programs that we want to add.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't that come before... And by the way, here's the staffing that we need to do that.
We've never done it that way. I mean, we certainly could. I don't know if we would go that, do that first. That'd be so early.
I'm not saying move it up to before January 25th. I'm saying,
you're saying
switch
the two.
Otherwise, you will say, well, we're going to have these people, but, you know, making progress for academic success, you may say, let's add, you know,
three, four, five electives, or we're in such a position financially that we think we're going to have to cut sections, so here's what we have to do. It's kind of got to be...
I think the January 25th presentation is sort of like a rollover budget.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what we have now programmatically, looking at what we would project we would need for next year,
mm-hmm.
depending on our enrollment numbers. Now, the making...
with the new salaries and the benefit information.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. With everything included.
And the tax cap. I mean, if you think about it, you guys make calls on how much... You know,
yeah.
We have certain goals to be able to go over 0.5%, you know, and that on the tax cap. That will call, that will definitely be a part of the equation as we go on. It kind of works out. I mean, we could do it the other way.
We can.
But I think we'd like to show you what we have now, where we're at now, and then move forward with because some of that list from you.
So then as part of yours, would you add a cost perspective to that? Mm-hmm. Rather than, so that's what you'd have to have. You'd have to say,
absolutely.
You saw the rollover with the increased right. expenses mm-hmm. based on our enrollment projections, add or cut, whatever exactly. it might be. Now you're going to see, you know, here are our suggestions for additional services or those that we would have to cut mm-hmm. based on, and then the cost for that.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice to go backwards by design and start with the state aid, what they're going to give us,
yeah.
the wrong money, and go the other way? But it doesn't work that way, and it's sad that way, because remember last year, right to the end, you all had to wait and make decisions, and it will probably happen again, you know, as we get towards that end, but we could do it the other way. But I think this way makes a little more sense, so let's get this
I wonder if we should have an interim... So, what's the meeting after February 7th? Because there's a month there between budget. Is there a later one, like February 20-something?
Yeah, I think it's the last
one. Or is that winter break?
I think it's after winter break.
No, that's it. You have one into the break.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Winter break, it is.
Because you got the break in there.
Okay.
And then we have two. We can go twice and watch. That's the only thing we didn't do. We kept one just in case we needed it, you know, to do something. Right now we didn't plan on it. So right
which one?
You have two in March. You have the 7th. You have the 7th and the 21st.
Yeah.
And then you have now the 18th only has one. So pretty much we've taken every meeting. I thought we had one.
Yeah, the 7th and the 21st is one.
No, it's January. It's the 10th and the 24th. By the way, Carol, did that say the 25th on there?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah, that should say the 24th.
Yep.
So sorry about that. Can you just flip back to March for a second?
Yeah. 7th, 21st.
I wonder, after the 7th, after we've got the expenditure meeting and those three, we've now got kind of the three big components, right? Staffing, programs, mm-hmm. expenditures. Can we have a workshop, or it's not a full board meeting, but we're here and we have a budget workshop just to kind of talk through each of the individual components and see kind of the gives and takes? I don't know what date in that
right.
period of time, but...
Yeah, it would probably be the...
14th?
It would be the 14th. You have the PTA meeting on the on that Tuesday. Well, nothing on that Thursday that I have on this calendar. I'm on the school calendar.
What's that? Yeah.
Oh, that's March. We're in March.
Oh, March. Sorry about that.
She's very excited about
that. I go with that.
We can talk more about that as we go on. Yeah. I mean, if you approve this tonight, we could always add a water workshop if you feel it's necessary. Mm-hmm. You know,
I guess it depends on what comes out of the presentation. Okay. Does anybody else have any thoughts on this? Anything else you want to see based on what we saw last year?
Curriculum is going to be presenting at one of these meetings also, the curriculum committee.
Say again?
The curriculum committee is going to present, yeah.
So they're going to present at what, making progress for academic success?
It probably should either be at that one or before that one, because it would be related to FLESS.
Yeah.
Maybe like add it because it would be a segue from, you know, it's related to the 5-year plan.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Right. And this would be just the detailed explanation of this part of it.
So are they presented, are things that they are presenting changing or suggesting changes to the 5-year plan?
It's following up with, I would say, following through with the 5-year plan.
Yeah.
Because I would assume that the making progress for academic success is saying we see what's in the 5-year plan and
mm-hmm.
here's what we want to add.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what they're presenting will
fit right into
mm-hmm. that.
Yeah,
okay.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So I'll then present that then. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. We adopt it. All in favor?
Yes.
guys unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools and Board of Education awards the contract to Cerini and Associates LLP to provide the claims auditing services for
2018-2019. Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Yeah.
We sent one letter.
Yes.
So after many years of service as our internal claims auditor and service on the board, Mr. Ryan has told us that he is retiring after this year, so I want to thank him publicly and wish him the absolute best. Thank you.
Yeah. Recommended action upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards the contract to All Suffolk Auto School to provide driver and traffic safety education services for 2018-2019.
Carol's complete pass-through, correct?
Flow-through.
This is a complete flow-through, correct? No
yes.
cost?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Motion. Motion. Second. Okay. All in favor? Yes. Motion yes. carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards the contract to R.S. Abrams & Company, LLP, to provide internal auditing services for
2018-2019. Motion.
Motion.
Second. Second. All in favor? Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education awards the contract to Cullen & Danowski, LLP, to provide the external auditing services for 2018-2019.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education accepts the following motions.
I want to thank Mr. Bode again, once again for significant donation. Donated nice. To the high school. Yeah, very nice. The high school fitness center, 5 weight balls, 6 balance balls. 6 weight training belts, 12 sets of dumbbells, and 1,200 pounds of Olympic weights. I don't know where he's going to work out now. Estimated value is $3,000. Thank you. And also thank the Attleworth Bus Company. Donated the use of their bus to the Girls Winter Track Team to shop for Christmas Magic, which is a community-based organization. $281. So thank you very much. Motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the recommendations of the Committees on Special Education and Preschool Special Education for the month of November and December for the 2017-2018 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
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 Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Center for Riches Board of Education approves approximately 6 wrestlers to attend the Eastern States Wrestling Classic at Sullivan County Community College, Lock Sheldrake, New York, on January 12, 2018 and January 13, 2018.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Central Riches Board of Education approves approximately 27 students from the AP World History class, AP Human Geography class, and the AP United States History class as an education trip to Iceland for the purpose of enrichment of studies in the social studies from November 7th, 2018 through November 13th, 2018, dates are tentative.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously. So, is this in place of the of a foreign language trip? I know that we've done, not last year, social studies trip to Cuba, but
I guess I would say that. I mean, whoever wants to do it, we kind of encourage everybody to do it. It seems like the social studies department is really kind of taking this to heart and wants to do it. So,
we're not thrilled by it. One of the things I think we've really pushed, and I think this is exciting. So, I want to thank them. I know it's a lot from an administration perspective as well. Who's going from
I think Mr. Caswell. He's not here right now, but I believe he wants to go again.
Awesome. So that's good. And I mean, I certainly...
Unless you want to go, Dr. B. I don't know. No. No.
I certainly would say that if if we could, we should reach out to foreign language as well and see if there's something that they're interested in doing. I mean, they've done in the past.
Aren't they going to Canada?
That's this year.
Recommend an action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Central Purchase Board of Education, approves the Lincoln Government Club to attend the 2018 New York State YMCA Youth and Government State Conference in Albany, New York on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018.
Motion. Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimous. I mean, I think as we've done in the past, these guys came in last year after they did it, and it was a really interesting presentation. We should have certainly those that go to Iceland, and those that do the Cuba, and those that go to the government in New York come in and present. I think it'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Recommended action is upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approved the following individuals for the 2017-2018 attendees.
Motion. Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Last section on the agenda is questions or comments from the community, and item is not on tonight's agenda. Anybody have any questions? Great. Next Board of Education meeting will be on January 11th, 10th, 2018. At 7:30 here in the district office. Thank you. Motion to adjourn to executive session for purposes of discussing matters which will imperil public safety if disclosed, and collective negotiation. Discussions regarding.
Congratulations.
Very much. Resulting on more information.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Sorry, because that's.